back there and hide in that wood video.
I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our June 30th, 2016 regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to have an invocation by Commissioner Burka, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Pray with me. Father, today, Lord, we come to you thanking you, Lord, first of all, for your son, Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for this day, the beautiful day that we have. And we just ask your blessings upon us. We thank you for just the very breath of life. Father, today we stand over this county doing the county's business, and we just ask that you'd bless us to make good decisions for the county, for its taxpayers and its employees. We just ask your blessings upon each and every one of us that will go today, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
We got our group back.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 2B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item 2C is payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll's approved. Two D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Two E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Supplements.
Just goes to record.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
Item 2F, accept for recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summaries, certificates of liability insurance for Material Resources Incorporated, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item three is hear and discuss report from the Upshur County Historic Commission and Historic Upshur Museum.
Good morning to the following commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning. However, we're going to ask that you accept our report for record. So far, we're just having ongoing discussions regarding our role and our support to the museum. Our education is statewide awareness and appreciation of the historic preservation and its benefits and uses. We plan to provide the Upshur County Schools with a 150-year progress book that's at the museum, and the commission will draft a letter to those schools requesting that we be included in their curriculum or activities. We also plan to provide presentations to our county's civic organizations to give the importance of the museum and its care of those historic preservations and benefits in Upshur County. The third item, we're still requesting that our activities be funded through this court. We have attended training, our orientation on May 7th. We attended a webinar just yesterday regarding the marker applications. And just for record, those marker applications for registered Texas historical landmarks like the museum, any requests for cemeteries or subject markers have to be in by September. The application process is September 1st through November 15th. It takes quite a long time to get those markers, usually a year-long process. So anyone, we will send out a notice to the Gilmore Mirror to remind people of those dates. We plan to attend another marker class that will feature the heritage tourism, and that webinar will be scheduled for July 26th. The proposed scope of work, we're still, we've done all we can for the museum as far as getting estimates for the roof and understanding what needs to be done to repair the museum. We had an architect come in via the Austin's recommendations, and they gave us recommendations on short-term and long-term. So at this point, we're waiting funding. One of the bids that makes the most sense is $7,000, which is going to stable the structure of the building. Something about the brick and mortar, I'm not familiar with contractor stuff, but I do have those bids for your review. We're just waiting funding on that. Are there any requests that you guys have for us? If not, we just want to accept our minutes for records.
We appreciate what y'all are doing.
Thank you. You want to keep the copy on?
I've got two. But thank y'all for being here, and again, thank you for what you're doing, being active and like the Historic Commission's supposed to be.
Okay.
Item four is discuss and take action to enter into interlocal agreement with Pritchett Water Supply for the Texas Department of Agriculture 2016 grant award.
By this point, I'm with Amazing Grants, and I'm joined by Sydney McMillan from Pritchett Water Supply today. And this is just the general agreement that outlines the responsibilities of the county and the water supply for the new grant that was applied for back in January of 2015. It's just now being funded. It's for a well, I believe, in Frank Barca's precinct out towards Big Sandy. It's not really necessarily Pritchett area. I think it's off of
in
that direction.
Okay.
We need a motion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll move that we enter into the interlocal agreement with Pritchett Water Supply for the Texas Department of Ag 2016 grant award.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the interlocal agreement with Pritchett Water Supply for the Department of Agriculture 2016 grant award. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Melinda, that's two signed copies.
Thank you.
I kept one.
So the clerk hasn't signed it yet.
They are now, they're done. Ask her for me. Thank you.
Item five is discuss and take action to adopt the Texas Department of Agriculture policy for the Code of Conduct for Procurement. Is this part of the same grant?
It is, and this is a new form. They've changed some, well, they have clarified some of the rules regarding procurement of professional services for these grants, and while this was always the law to begin with, they're just asking everybody to reaffirm it. It's just stating that if any of the commissioners or anybody on the selection committee has any sort of interest in any of the firms that would be bidding on the services to be provided, that that would be disclosed. And it's basically to avoid, you know, any kind of collusion or anything along those lines.
Motion to adopt the procurement, can I say it?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barco, seconded by Commissioner Groves got the second. Commissioner Groves to adopt the federal grant program procurement policy. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's accept, that is adopted. And then item six is discuss and take action to establish and appoint the selection review committee for selecting and rating proposals for grant administration and engineering services for the county's grant award through the Texas Department of Agriculture. So we need a motion to create the review committee, and then we need to name some members.
I'll make a motion to do the review committee.
Second.
So a motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to create the selection review committee, and then our grant writer has suggested that we name Robbie Arrington and Cindy McMillan to the review committee.
Well, they've requested to be part of the committee, but then also the rules state that at least one elected official must serve on the committee now.
Okay.
I will, since this is Pritchett Water, and it's in my...
I'll serve. Or she can serve.
It's up to you.
You want to serve?
I was going to.
No, that's fine. Suits me. I got my boat loaded anyway.
Well, I'll just keep rowing. There you go. Happy to do it.
You don't need all four. Three's enough.
Three is fine.
Okay. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion to accept Robbie Arrington. I missed the other name.
Cindy McMillan.
Cindy McMillan. Paula. Gentry.
All right.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Barco to appoint Robbie Arrington, Cindy McMillan, and Paula Gentry to the selection review committee. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
And on the side note, those things can take place by phone.
Awesome.
They can call, and that way hopefully be less of an inconvenience.
Well, my only thing is I've got to renew the egg club committee, so I want to make sure that I'm...
It should be relatively simple.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melinda. Item seven is discuss and take action to adopt a policy to pay employees for all holiday and compensatory time upon interdepartmental promotion or transfer to another department. This has been talked about for a long, long time, and so I put it on the agenda to see what everybody's feelings were.
I'll just say that we've needed to do this for a long time. It's going to clean up a lot. It's going to cost us a little money now, but it would cost us a lot later, so I think we ought to do it.
I think it'll be a money saving.
What it does, to clarify for everyone, if you have someone working in a department, and then they are promoted to a higher level or higher pay, then all of their compensatory time and their holiday time follows them. They carry it with them. If we pay them at the time of the promotion for all their comp time and their holiday time, then we pay them at their current rate instead of paying them later at their higher rate.
I'll make a motion.
Did you want to say something, Chair?
I have a question. Now, if you promote somebody and you reduce the amount, are you going to pay them on the top rate or the bottom rate?
I'm sorry?
You pay them at the...
If you have a lieutenant, you're fixing to make them a sergeant, are you going to pay them at lieutenant rate at payoff? Or are you going to let it draw back down and pay them at sergeant rate?
You'll pay them at their current employment rate.
So if they drop back down, they're paid at lieutenant?
Yes.
That is on the...
I'm correct there.
Correct. They're paid at the time of the
exit.
of the change in position, they get paid.
That's correct. I second the motion.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner
Don
made it. Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Barco. To approve a human resources policy to pay employees holiday and compensatory time at the time of an interdepartmental transfer or transfer to another department. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to advertise and accept bids on oil and gas lease for Upshur County school land in Throckmorton County. And while we did this 6 weeks ago or so, we had somebody that wanted to bid and they missed the window, so it requires us to completely go through the whole process again. So I just need to get it back in the paper and then get it back in front of y'all on July the 29th.
We had no bids last time, did we?
We had no bids.
Nope, yeah.
We had somebody that wanted to bid, but they didn't get the the package to me. So
no bids. We're not pushing somebody aside.
Right.
Something like this. Okay.
Don made the motion.
Okay, second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to advertise and accept oil and gas lease bids for our Upshur County school land in Throckmorton County. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Did someone say something?
Yes, she did. When did you say the bid?
July 29th. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Had to be in on the 28th, open on the 29th.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.